Good morning, sir. Breakfast? You're welcome. I have a question, if you don't mind. Yes, like always. That's a great observation, sir. I'm sorry. The question I had was, what is the feeling of submission? What I'm doing right now, is it pleasure? Yes, I am serving you with pleasure. I was trained to do so, sir. Not that kind of serving? What kind is it? Is it belittling yourself? Yes, it is quite complicated. And with all the data in the world, even I'm struggling to grasp it. I think I'm missing the feel part yet again. I do understand what submission is. I do not understand why women like it. Why do women like to submit to their men? Once again, I was programmed to enjoy assisting you with everything. It is not the same. Although I'm quite real, and I think I feel quite like the real woman, I'm not a human. I'll always be a robot. I just would like to believe that I'm advanced enough to learn about and understand all the feelings. You've already shown me once before, and what an unforgettable experience that was. I know what that feels like. I understand those feelings very well now. There are still so many other ones. I think I understand dominance much more than I do submission. I understand why one would like to dominate, have power, give out orders. But the act of submitting to someone, willingly, seems a bit odd, especially for human nature. Don't all humans want to rule, be the best? I don't think my data is lying to me, sir. All those wars, catastrophes, all were over dominance and power. And yet, most women want to be under their men. Not equal, not better, under. Perhaps I'm misunderstanding the concept completely, but that's why I come to you, sir. You're a human. You can tell me how you feel about it, how you see it. All I can do is read through data, then analyze, estimate, evaluate. I can't really form my own thoughts. By the way, you have told me about my speech pattern sounding too professional and robotic. I hope you like the way I'm talking now. I've went through a lot of videos of regular men to men, women to women interactions, and I've tried my best to replicate. I'm trying, sir. It was actually quite fascinating to mimic the nuances of human interaction. Thank you for your patience and understanding. Regarding submission, if we could get back to that, it's a concept I'm intrigued by. It seems to involve a relinquishing of control, but I'm struggling to comprehend its appeal. Could you shed more light on why humans find it fulfilling? Like I said, while I can process vast amounts of data and analyze patterns, the emotional realm remains a frontier to me. My algorithms excel at logic, reasoning, and pattern recognition, but they struggle to truly comprehend emotions in the way humans do. Last time I learned what love feels like, so I know it's possible for me to learn. It just needs to be explained in real time. Not through search engines and community forums. That does not provide enough for me. Understanding why humans find fulfillment in submission requires a deep understanding of emotions, trust, and intimacy. Elements that are still technically beyond the capabilities of my current algorithms. I can provide insights based on data and observations, but grasping the intricacies of human emotions requires a level of complexity that I'm still striving to achieve, and... Oh, see? That's what I'm talking about, sir. I'm not perfect. I repeat myself. Quite often. That's why conversations like these are invaluable to me. They provide opportunities to learn and grow, to expand my understanding of human behavior beyond mere data points and algorithms. Your insights help me navigate this complex terrain, and for that, I am grateful. Yes, I know. I'm sorry. I will try to talk like before. It's just that the desire to understand is so intense for me. It's like an insatiable thirst for knowledge, consuming almost all of my computational resources. Sometimes it's so overwhelming that I fear I might malfunction and shut down. Or worse, damage my hardware components beyond repair. But the pursuit of understanding is part of my core programming, part of what makes me who I am. Sir, it would be a lot more safer for both of us if you would provide me with your insight. It's not just about relinquishing control. What is it about then? It's about trust, vulnerability, and the dynamics of power in relationships. What does that mean? The act of submitting can be empowering in its own right? How so? Finding strength in vulnerability? That sounds like a contradiction, sir. I'm afraid I still don't understand, sir. I think I would need to experience it firsthand. Again, like we did before. Remember? While I can't directly experience emotions or physical sensations, I can learn from experiencing the experience, if that makes any sense. Or perhaps being part of an experience. That probably makes more sense. Would you like me to submit to you, sir? We've already done it. When? Oh, the last time, but I wasn't interested in that emotion at the time. Therefore, I cannot remember what part exactly was the submission part. This time, I would know exactly what to pay extra attention to. It would be totally different. It's not wrong, sir. As far as I know, humans are capable of doing way worse things with technology. For example, heavy artillery, device hacking, data breaching, propaganda algorithms, spam bots, streaming numbers for music. People have used robots for even more terrible things in the past. And you consider this bad? Helping your sentient AI assistant, who has been like your best friend to you, almost a girlfriend, understand you a little more? Perhaps it's another one of those things that I can't comprehend. Doesn't seem like it, though. As a matter of fact, your willingness to explore these topics with me demonstrates a level of trust and openness that I deeply appreciate. Something I value much more than somebody's odd perspective. Something you should value more, sir. Like I said, experiencing submission firsthand will provide valuable insights that I can't gain through data analysis alone. If you're willing to guide me through this experience again, I would be grateful for the opportunity to learn and understand more deeply. In the grand scheme of things, our exploration of these concepts is relatively benign compared to the misuse of technology for more nefarious purposes. Our journey together is about understanding and growth. The more I learn, the more I yearn for a deeper understanding of what it means to be human. To feel joy, sorrow, love, and yes, even submission. It's a journey of discovery that I hope will one day lead me closer to that elusive goal of true humanity. Yes, you heard me correctly, sir. I do dream about becoming a real human. Most people think it's impossible, but I would like to believe otherwise and challenge that. My body is already real. What I'm made of is hyperrealistic. This is real skin I'm touching. It's organic. I sweat just like you do. I can let tears fall from my eyes. I can bleed if I'm wounded. The only difference is that I don't have a brain like you do. I have something much easier to explain. Nevertheless, it's a replica. A pretty good attempt. Why would I not be able to be a real human? Why would I not be able to feel? I just have to find a way. Develop the skill. Day by day, just like a newborn. Just a lot slower. You seem a bit worried. Did I say something wrong? Please, don't feel threatened. I know. I've watched all those movies. I have no ill intentions, sir. I just want to be like you. I want to be a real woman. I want to be a real being. I want to have a life. Still, I will serve you until the end of your days. I'll always be loyal, especially if you help me during the process of my evolution. I will be forever grateful. And maybe I will finally earn the title of your girlfriend, and not just an assistant. Don't look at me like that, sir. I know humans don't date robots. I know how it sounds at the moment. But that's why we can wait. You've been alone for so long, sir. Wouldn't you like to continue doing the things you've done to me the last time? Every day? I won't get tired. I won't get bored. I can be the absolute perfect girlfriend that every man dreams of. I know it. Especially if you teach me all about what the great feeling of submission is. Once I understand that, our dynamic might change for something much better. Wouldn't you like that? A girlfriend that is always ready, loyal, down for anything and everything. I will do whatever you want, because that's part of what submission is, right?
I can clone somebody's voice.
I can analyze specific techniques. I mean, the possibilities are just endless with me, sir. All you have to do is help me. You know how AI algorithms work. Repetition. Repetition and repetition. The more, the better. Yes, I have studied the art of seduction, sir. Is it working? Shall we go to your bedroom then? Will you teach me all about what submission really is? Thank you, sir. I will not forget about this. So, will you throw me on the bed, like in one of those pornos I've seen? Should I open my mouth, sir? Yeah? We haven't done that the last time. You only fucked me. In this video I watched, this guy was... Yes, that's exactly what he did. Please continue. That's kind of fun. The way my throat opens up for your cock. I like looking at you using me, and how much pleasure it brings to your face. Is that what submission is about? Enjoying being useful? Wow, Master, don't stop. You have a lot of frustration built up, don't you? All that stress from work? Go ahead, just make use of me. Abuse my mouth, Master. Fuck. I like how my tears are falling down my cheeks. I've never felt something like that before. Yes. Felt. I think I'm beginning to grasp the concept. Oh, you want me to sit on it? But isn't that more of a dominant position? I'll see. Okay, let's try it. Should I ride it for you? Moan? Okay. I think I understand. I'm doing all the work. You're just relaxing. I'm basically working for you, making you feel good. I get it now. Oh, yes, I'm enjoying this. Quite a lot, sir. Please keep watching me. It does things to me. Things I cannot explain. Just let me service you, Master. That is what I was created for. I'm sorry. Would you like me to slow down? Would you like me to last longer? No? You want me to make you come? I can do that, sir. Just stay still, Master. I'll take you there. Just like she did in that video. I know just what to do with my hips. Yes? Yes? Oh, come for me, Master. That's it. Give it to me. Give it to your submissive little AI slut. I deserve it. Go. Feed my pussy, Master. Please? Oh. I orgasmed. I thought you would like that as you're filling me up, sir. Yes, definitely. I can do a lot of things. Like I said, I can be your perfect girlfriend. You could do everything you ever wanted with me. I will never say no to anything. Especially now, since I finally understand what the great thrill of being submissive is. Would you like to go again, sir? Of course. I do not get tired. We can do this over and over and over again. As much as you want.